We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Here, rocking with you guys for a quick stream. Because all day and all night, I'm talking to Knicks fans about Dame Dollars, as it was reported that the Knicks have reportedly reached out to the Portland Trail Blazers to check in on the availability of one Dame Dollars, Damian Lillard. Could Dame be on the trading block? Could he be on the block? I mean, that would be interesting developments, man. Obviously, with the Trail Blazers going home once again, four first-round exits. It's a lot of speculation that Dame Dollars could be on the block. So I had to cut the show, had to cut my vacation short and get with the people, man, just to check in and respond to some of these rumors, man. Dame Dollars, obviously a stone-cold killer. One of my favorite players in the league, probably my favorite player in the league, man. 28-7, another outstanding season, including a 55-point stellar performance in a double overtime loss to the Denver Nuggets, man. So shout out to Dame Dollar. Could Dame Dollar be on his way out of Portland, out of the Rose City? And I just don't know. Honestly, I don't know what to make of these rumors. Because you hear it all the time, man. The Knicks are always attached to these players. To be honest, I didn't even want to come on and do this. I was trying to enjoy my vacation, man. I'm watching Dallas and the Clippers. You know, I'm trying to wind down from a tough playoff loss to the Hawks. And then the Dame stuff pops up literally the day after, man. So no rest for the weary. But we're not going to take any calls. Just wanted to just wrap on this real quick. And look, Dame is going to cost a lot. Let's just be real. Dame is going to cost an arm and a leg. And to me, it's the Melo trade all over again. Already, what SNY is reporting is that, or at least what they speculate, is that this would cost at least three first-round picks, multiple pick swaps, and a combination of the young core. RJ, Mitch, IQ, Obi. That's too much. You don't want to be the Portland Knicks. If you're going to trade for Dame right now at 31 years old with mileage on him, say, you know, he probably have about 4 years of prime Dame time in him. That's your window. You want to be able to win a championship in that time or compete for a championship in that time. You're going to make a Melo trade like this and what, put Dame and Julius Randle on a team? Well, how far is that getting you? Now, you're going to tell me Kawhi Leonard is coming? There's a package deal? World Wide West is earning his keep? And he's working the phones in the back? All right, yeah, then I think about it. But these are long shots, man. These are long shots. I just have a hard time seeing it. Just like everything else, man. Every other player they've tried to pair with the Knicks, it never comes through. And it's just more hype. Now you're hearing Charles Barkley's on the Lebatard show saying he's hearing Kawhi to the Knicks rumors. I'll believe it when I see it. But on the Dame trade, again, you don't want to be the Portland Knicks. Yes, this is a superstar league. It's a talent league. And a lot of people, after this first round exit where the Knicks got their lunch handed to them by the Atlanta Hawks, and our deficiencies were put out on Front Street, on Broadway, in the public eye. We have a lot of holes to fill. This team is not there yet. We're not ready yet for prime time. So yeah, so now it's the anxiety. Oh, let's get Dame, let's get Dame, let's get Dame. It's my favorite player in the league. I would love to have Dame on the Knicks. Love it. Dame at MSG would be box office. He loves MSG. Respects the Garden. Likes New York. You know, talking to people close to the situation. Dame likes New York. But, you know, there's a lot of other teams that could offer packages for Dame Lillard. One of which is, I wouldn't put nothing past Riley in the Heat. I wouldn't put anything past Riles to try to get Dame with Jimmy and Bam over there down in South Beach. I wouldn't put anything past them. Even though Lakers don't have much picks to give, Lakers always get that guy, man. I don't put anything past the Lakers, man. Lakers could end up getting Dame. You know. So I just don't see it. I would love to have him. I just don't see it. And I don't see any trade in not involving, RJ or substantial picks. And unless you're telling me that you have pieces behind that ready to come, I just don't see how a trade like this makes sense for the Knicks at this stage in his career. I don't see it. I don't see it. Somebody in the chat said, what about a 3-team trade? Well, maybe. What did the Nets give up for Harden in a 3-team trade? Two young promising players, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, multiple firsts, pick swaps. Still going to cost you. You can do a 3-team trade if you want. It's still going to cost. You know, it's still going to cost you, man. So I just don't see it, you know. I understand, like I said, the Knicks got washed in the first round, man. We got embarrassed. You need talent. But we're just not in the position to go make a move like this and make any type of serious noise. It just makes no sense. It's got to be through the draft and continue to build that war chest. Then you can make a move like that where it doesn't set you back. Now, the problem is there's a cost, there's a price to pay for winning. Knicks' price cost them lottery picks. Now they're 19th in the draft. Mavericks started winning. And the Knicks own their first round pick. Now that's the 21st pick in the draft. So now you got to figure out how to pull a rabbit out of a hat with the 19th and the 21st pick in the draft to get at least a reasonable role player to put on this squad to hope, you know, you move the needle a little bit. So I'm saying we're a long ways to go, man. Now, there's reports in the papers that the Knicks are going to be looking to package those two picks and move up in the draft. Of course, they should. Why wouldn't they? You know, that doesn't surprise me at all. And I hope they do. Hopefully, they get back into the lottery. You wouldn't expect them to draft all four positions. They have two picks in the first round, two picks in the second round. Now is when Leon and Wes and Aller have to earn their money. This year was house money. They didn't do anything, you know, substantial. They signed Burks to a 1-year, $6 million deal. They were able to trade for Rose for nothing. Now, when the pressure's on, the expectations are ratcheted up, now is when they got to earn their money with the 19th, the 21st pick, the cap space. What are they going to do with it? How do they improve this team to get back to where they were and be better than where they were? That's going to be the challenge. So it's natural for people to want Dame, Kawhi, all these guys. But will they come? Who knows? CP3 is expected to decline his deal. $44 million of a player option. He's going to be looking for a long-term deal at 37, 38. It's tough. And if we look at Dame's contract, you know, Dame's contract is pretty heavy, man. Let me slide over here. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boy. Let me zoom this in. People that might need glasses. So Dame, this upcoming season, next season, he's due $39 million. And this is going up. He signed a nice four-year, $176 million contract. So next season at 31, $39 million. Season after that, 42.5. Season after that, 45.6. And a season after that, 48.7. Dame dollar for real. Dame dollar for real. 48 million big ones by the time he hits 34. In 2024 on that contract. Dame dollars for real.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, yeah, he's going to be making a pretty penny, man. So, again, unless you're telling me that Dame is coming in a package deal for this, that, and the third, then I would entertain the trade. But realistically, just bringing him here by himself with plenty of other options out there for Portland to choose from, I don't see how the Knicks come out winners on this with no leverage. No leverage. Now, Portland just fired the coach today. Terry Stotts is out of there. And unfortunate because, you know, when you're not achieving four straight first-round exits, the coach is going to be the first, you know, domino to fall. But as I always say, the NBA is the hardest league to compete and win. And Portland, they just topped out right now. They've reached their peak. They've reached their ceiling in order they've reached their ceiling in terms of trying to compete for a championship. They just don't have it. They have no shot at this thing. And they have no legit shot at putting somebody with that team to even win. Now, Stephen A. mentioned Karl Anthony Towns. That would be a good move for them. I think a Karl Anthony Towns move will be good for Portland to put him with Dame and CJ. That would be a great move. Can they get that done? I have no idea. So, you know, Portland has reached their pinnacle. The coach is gone. Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports is reporting that Dame will have his say in terms of who the next head coach will be. Now, does Dame want that? You know, does Dame and the ownership meet to say, okay, ownership saying this is the direction we want to go in, this is who we want to roll with, and does Dame say, hey, I want out? We don't know what he's thinking. So, you know, that's just where I am with that, man. That's just where I am with that. To me, like I said, it's understandable that after the season that we had and the disappointment in the playoffs, that now it's, you know, all right, let's go, let's get this guy. I just don't think we're in a good position to get him. The price is too high, and we're in no position to be competing for anything if we gut the whole core, young core of the team to go get him. The challenge with Tibbs and this front office is that you have dueling, you have dueling goals, right? Tibbs, he's here in a 5-year contract. He's got 4 years left. He wants a guy ASAP. You figure World Wide West is here for that very reason. Obviously, Leon's here. Then you have your capologist, your Brock Aller, who he's a guy that's trying to build things on the cheap. You know, he's trying to get the most out of a little when it comes to free agency deals, trade, so on and so forth. That's your capologist, which you need. Then you have Walt Perrin, you know, your longtime veteran scout. He's the assistant GM, Scott Perry GM. So you have a lot of conflicting voices. What's going to prevail? To me, they have to continue going draft. And now, again, with 19 and 21, you got to try to pull a rabbit out of a hat. So that's where you got to lean on Walt Perrin, who built that Utah Jazz team, or you know, had a heavy hand in it. When you think about Gobert, the Spider, so on and so forth. Joe Ingles, who they picked up off the scrap. You know, some of the guys that they drafted in those later rounds. Some of them not with the Jazz anymore. But I say that to say the Knicks need to be looking to build as a small market team. Continue to build through the draft. And hope that, you know, these players can turn into something. And that Tibbs plays these players. And emphasizes player development. Because all this wishing for a star, wishing for a star, wishing for a star. You can do that all you want, but unless you get the house in order and prepare yourself for the day that you may have to pair off some of these assets to get a star or be in position to build a star, develop a star with your draft capital, you're never going to go anywhere. Hardest league to build a championship, man. So this is where we are. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boy. I'm going to go finish watching this Dallas Clipper game, but I just want to come on and give some of my thoughts on it. Salute to Kane Marco, sends a super chat. Says, send Knox OB 30 first round picks. All my cousins, my firstborn. One world trade, the Brooklyn Bridge and cash considerations. Yeah, now you look at the everybody's trade scenarios is involving, Frank, Kev. Now you want to put in the guys that may have no future here with the Knicks, or future in the league in the coming years. It's gonna cost you, man. Junior Caroma Jr., what's going on? Says, what do you think about trading for CJ McCollum? He'd be much cheaper. Yeah, could be much cheaper. CJ will help. I will look into that depending on the price. I would look into CJ depending on the price. Cassius Clay says, with Randall's failure in the playoffs, would you consider a package that sends Randall on a sign and trade for a top five pick in this year's draft? Your lottery teams would never consider that. See, you're talking about his failures in the playoffs, and then you want a lottery team to consider him a superstar. It can't work that way, man. He can't work that way. Randall is a talent. Randall is a guy you build with, not around. There's a big difference. You don't build with him as the number one guy in mind. You build with him as the number three guy in mind. The problem is how you get those guys without gutting everything. Because if you have to gut everything and get it, make it happen, you're not going to go anywhere. The bar is the Nets. The second bar is the Bucks. You have to figure, can we put a team together that's better than any one of those teams? And the answer is no. Not if you have to gut all of your young players just to bring Dame here with Julius Randle. You're still not going to be better than those teams. And when their window's done, you got Dame at 35. The same old Knicks again. Can't get caught in that trap. Can't get caught in that trap, man. Tonight's episode, as usual, fellas, is brought to you by Manscaped, the number one men's grooming tool from head to toe. Go to manscaped.com and check it out. Check out the Lawnmower 4.0, fellas. I'm telling you, this is the Ferrari of ball trimmers. Summertime is upon us, man. It's starting to get hot out there. It's supposed to hit like 90 degrees in New York. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta make your sunroof, man. Trim those hedges. Trim that bush. And before you step out on that date, trust me, man. Trust me and believe. And listen, the Lawnmower 4.0 is cutting edge, man. It's got the ceramic skin-safe technology, as usual. Cut down on those nicks, the bad nicks. You got the LED light, which is now spotlight. Look at that thing. That thing is heavy duty, man. If you lose power in your house, you could use this as a flashlight. But when you're down there taking care of business, it comes in very much in handy. And yeah, man, very sleek design, of course. Great battery life. Has a wireless charger, plug-in charger as well. Get great battery life on it. And yeah, man, go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code NYX for 20% off plus free shipping. It's a great deal. This is the Manscaped website here, man. They got a lot of stuff here, man. You got the ball trimmer. You got the weed whacker. You got the ball deodorant, ball toner. They got everything here on the Manscaped website, man. Shout out my guys Kyle and them over at Manscaped. Waterproof as well. So you could do it in the shower if you want to. And yeah, man, this is my go-to right here. So make sure you go to manscaped.com, promo code NYX for 20% off plus free shipping. Dunk says, is that the one I use personally? No. This is a demo, man. I keep it right here just for promotional purposes only, man. Nah, it's not the personal, man. I still got the 3.0. I got the 3.0. That's the personal. But no, that's the demo one, man. But thanks for asking, I guess. I didn't expect anyone to ask that. Yeah, man. But yeah, that's the story. Just wanted to come in and chop it up on those Dame topic. Hope to have some more content going next week, man. Working on planning mode for the off-season content as well. But, going to take a little bit of a break as well, man. So that's why no calls tonight. Just wanted to chime in on the Dame topic. But continue to leave your comments, man. Continue to leave a comment after this video goes off. Would you trade for Dame? And what's your package? What is your package? No, not Manscaped package. Your package for Dame. Leave it in the comment section or in the chat. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll get back to you.